The NBA playoffs were pretty awesome. I almost used a colorful metaphor there. Last night, Jimmy Butler went bananas. LeBron James did something he'd never done before. Let's talk to Brian Geisinger. We got a lot of ways to identify Brian Geisinger. We're also going to talk a little bit about the transfer portal because NC State's stocking up. Brian Geisinger, Pack Pride, Devil's Den. Let's see, BuzzBeat podcast. We got all sorts of stuff. All right, B Geis. Let's start with playoff Jimmy. That was that the fourth best scoring output ever in a playoff game? Did I hear that correctly?
I actually don't know. I did not see that. I did watch it happen. And
yeah, me too.
Whether that was the fourth or the fifth most or the eighth most, whatever it was a sight to see. Incredible, all time historically great performance from really one of like the modern, or maybe we don't even need the modern qualifier, just one of the best, you know, big time playoff performers in the history of the NBA. Jimmy Butler, 41 minutes, 56 points on only 28 shots, 15 of 18 from the line. And he did it in just classic kind of like playoff Jimmy fashion, which is to say, like, he perked up, he hit a couple of threes, which is something that he's not necessarily known for.
Yeah.
And then he just scored and got fouled in every other way imaginable. One-on-one, attacking different matchups, going at the Bucks in pick and roll, going at Bobby Portis in drop coverage, going at Giannis in drop coverage, going at Giannis one-on-one. He's looked comfortable all series against Drew Holiday, which it really can't, like, Drew Holiday is one of the best defenders, mm-hmm. one of the best perimeter defenders on planet Earth. And, you know, Jimmy has a size advantage against Drew, and he's taken advantage of it. But he went at everyone in this game. You know, he picked on Middleton at times. They found some screening actions to go at Grayson Allen. Like, this was top to bottom, just a really, really special performance. And, you know, it wasn't just Jimmy. Like, they got some secondary shooting from Duncan Robinson.
Caleb Martin
hit some huge shots late in this game.
Pack Pro.
And Pack Pro, former Hornets legend,
yeah.
Along with Cody Zeller out there. And Caleb Martin even did his vintage, like, long, you know, looked like a three, but his toe was on the line, corner jumper he hit that he was, if you followed him during his time with the Hornets, he was sort of known for doing that. But even Kevin Love stepped up and hit a huge shot, hit some big shots for him in this game, a couple of threes. But, no, there aren't enough words to describe Jimmy. It was special. He's looked comfortable all playoffs, and this was the fear of this. I was out of this Miami team, but Jimmy and Eric Spoelstra in a 7-game series, they got some injury luck, you know, with Giannis missing 2 games.
Yep.
And, man, they've got the team that was literally not just the one seed, the favorites to win the title. And they to say they've got them on the ropes. It's probably an understatement.
Yeah, there's no question the Bucks are staggering. Watching Butler in the moment, feeling it, is like he's not in the Steph Curry, you know, he's not in that category of scorer. But I don't know that there's a player who is more enjoyable to watch when they are in that moment than Jimmy Butler is. It is amazing. The Bucks, I mean, Giannis is obviously not 100%. They're not getting enough from anybody else. I mean, I know they're going back to Milwaukee here for game five. And if they can get game five, it's really a 1-game series just to win game six in Miami, which I know they're capable of doing if they're fully operational. But I'm not sure they're fully operational.
Yeah. I mean, look, Giannis, this is a great team. They've been the best team basically all season. But Giannis is the one that unlocks everything. And you could even see it last night. Like, his passing out of the pick and roll with Brook Lopez, his finishing in transition. Like, they need him at – when Jimmy's rolling like this in Miami, which couldn't hit a three all season, now shooting 48% from deep in the series, like, Giannis has to be as close to 100% and dominant as possible, because this is a Milwaukee team that – all season long, like, as good as they were, they did kind of lack athleticism. Like, you're looking at the wing and you're seeing, you know, Middleton's been injured for most of the year. Grayson Allen is a nice player, but, you know, he's a target in the playoffs. Pat Connaughton, Joe Ingles. They didn't play Jay Crowder last night, who was one of their like deadline pickups. So they're just, where's the length and athleticism on this roster outside of guys like Holiday and Giannis, who are have their hands full with you know, with Butler at the moment. So again, Giannis has to be incredible. They probably got to hope that you just can't get, you know, you don't get the alpha and the omega performance from Butler one more time, and that maybe Miami's shooting cooled off. But right now, you know, the Bucks are in a world of trouble.
No question. And Butler is going back to a place that he knows well in Milwaukee. He's had a few games in that town.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to the other series that we watched last night. First time in his career. Whenever I hear first time in his career, I expect something like more unusual than 20 points and 20 rebounds out of LeBron James, but first time he'd ever done that. Okay, that's fine. But the driving layup through traffic, basically at the buzzer. I mean, it wasn't at the buzzer, but I mean, this Lakers team is different, obviously better than they were 2 months ago. They look like they might ultimately be the best team in the West.
Breathe in, breathe out. Get dressed, head out. Grab some friends, camp out. Get hyped up, vibe out. Take it in, let it all out. At REI Co-op, we're here for all the outs. And we want you to spend more time outside our doors than in them. Try it out, check out, then get out. REI Co-op, all out. Visit REI.com.
They look really good. I mean, like, I know Anthony Davis didn't have it going last night,
right?
Offensively, but defensively, he's been insane, and he had a great block on the final play of regulation to just absolutely snuff out a pretty hopeless attempt from John Morant to get up a shot with, you know, 0.8 of a second left or whatever. But his defense, the defense in this series from Jaren Jackson Jr. and Anthony Davis, like interior wise at the rim, the versatility has been incredible. And yeah, like Memphis, Xavier Tillman is a really, really good player, like a legit rotation player. And I know LeBron is, you know, compromised, but he's playing, it's not just this year 20, he's playing with this foot injury. Like he has plantar fasciitis.
Right.
You know, and, but
well, he went to the LeBron James of podiatrists. So
yeah, well that why, and so my question to that is, why was that the third doctor he went to? Why did he start with the LeBron? You know, LeBron James is not the third option for the Lakers, you know.
Right. Don't you think that he just went to himself? That's how I took it. I took it that I decided I was going to play and deal with whatever happens next.
Yeah, I mean, he has spent most of his career, say for the last couple of years, that he's aged of just like, he used to be the kind of guy, he'd twist an ankle and just, you know, tie the shoes up tighter and keep going. Like he felt bionic for, you know, 80% of his career. And then the finish through Dylan Brooks plus the foul is just like, it's just so delicious. Like Dylan Brooks is an A1 perimeter defender, and salute to him, I guess, for carving out this niche of being, you know, like a guy that is a bit of is a magnet for attention,
right.
And is a guy that can't make a jump shot in a small market team, and like we talk about him all the time with NBA coverage, and it like. But at the same point in time, it's like, you know, seeing him go at LeBron, what the amount of trash he's talked, the below the belt hit he had against LeBron, it's like, buddy, you're not good enough to be doing this. And, you know, LeBron discarded him for that bucket last night. I think that was proof positive of it. That said, like, Memphis not having Steven Adams, Brandon Clark too, but really not having Steven Adams, like, they just missed him so much. On both sides of the glass, the Lakers can really, you know, compress their defense and tighten things up around Morant. Bane wasn't hitting jump shots last night, and so those second chance points with Adams are so huge normally, and they're just not there. And then on the other end, you've got AD and LeBron just mashing the glass, and Adams would be, you know, your best source to prevent that. And obviously, he's you know, he's on the bench in street clothes, unfortunately.
Right. Now, look. Dylan Brooks to me is like Patrick Beverley. I mean, it's all he
100%.
Is. It's all he is. And, I think, I don't know if that made LeBron better or not. I don't really think it matters. I don't think LeBron pays attention to that, but I'm sure there were, hey, not bad for an old man, huh? Right after right after the game was over. If you're the Lakers, though, I know, I mean, it's in Memphis, but you already won in Memphis. I'd close it out because these games have all been, I mean, obviously based on LeBron hitting the layup late. I mean, this game, I mean, Memphis could have won this game just as easily. Maybe should have won the game. So close it out in game five if you can. All right, real quick, because I want to talk a little bit about what NC State has done in the transfer portal. Big guy from Missouri. Tell me what you can tell me about who's coming in to NC State.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a busy offseason in getting Mo Diarra from, from Missouri, gives him a guy that can play the screaming dive game and a guy that will give them some rim protection as well. So they've done some stuff sort of like beef up the front court a little bit, getting Ben Middlebrooks to transfer in from Clemson, who's a center that can do, I kind of think, play a role that would be similar to sort of what they were hoping with Dusan Bohorčić last season, as far as a guy that could like catch the ball when opponents put two on the ball and pick and roll against State's offense. That Middlebrooks is a guy that could catch in space and take a dribble or two and get to the rim, or take a dribble or two and get to the get to a pass, kick out to a shooter. Bringing in a guy like DJ Horn, guard from Arizona State, is all of a sudden they add a big time shooter and scorer to the mix, a guy that can shoot off the dribble, shoot off the catch, elite shooter with lots of data to prove it. And then Jaden Taylor comes in from Butler, and it was one of the best transition scorers in the Big East last season, and I think gives them a guy that can, I wouldn't say like he's quite necessarily a perimeter stopper just based off of some of the tape I've seen, but like is a good perimeter defender at 6'4". And honestly, look, MJ Rice, you didn't see a ton of him at Kansas this past season in what was a very crowded, front court and wing room there. But you could add a guy with that frame and that that pedigree as a recruit. And I'll be curious to see like kind of what role Rice plays coming into State. Mm-hmm. If he's going to be on the wing as a three, or if he's in that like hybrid small ball four role that we saw with Jack Clark this year, and seen in years past with Doran Dorn or Jericho Helms, because that does mean ultimately, I try not to stress positions too much, but those players have different roles with State's roster. If you play the three, you're going to get to handle some pick and roll. If you're in the four, you're going to be setting a lot of ball screens and popping and stuff like that. But having a guy that can maybe flip between both those roles is interesting. Like, State's losing a lot with Joyner and with Jarkel Joyner, Jaquavion Smith, but they've done a nice job finding shooting, finding size, finding some interior finishing, some rim protection. Like, I think it's been a pretty good offseason thus far, despite having a lot of turnover for Keith and his staff.
Breathe in, breathe out. Get dressed, head out. Grab some friends, camp out. Get hyped up, vibe out. Take it in, let it all out. At REI Co-op, we're here for all the outs. And we want you to spend more time outside our doors than in them. Try it out, check out, then get out. REI Co-op, all out. Visit REI.com.